You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to Tuesday. It is Tuesday. It is the 11th of July. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be with you from now right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Trying to keep you in a good mood. Looking out the studio window this morning, not a lot to celebrate. It's very dirty out there this day. Mind you, we do need some good rains, don't we? And I think we're likely to get them. Let's have a look. Birthdays for 11th of July. I tell you what, we've got Robert the First. Now, we're going to go back probably further than we've been for a long time, to the year 1274. Now, often known as Robert the Bruce, was one of the most famous warriors of his generation, who seized the Scottish throne in 1306 and forced English recognition of Scottish independence. And that was in 1328.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And the sky was a very blue. Without a warning, as I looked out, my thoughts returned to you.
A noise in the city made the children run and hide themselves away. And thunder boomed and lightning filled the sky.
Those lonely tears.
tell you what, yes, that's a, that about sums up. Just, you know, it's not actually, it's a, yes, I just come in. Yes, it's not raining outside, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is raining. Oh, it is raining. Cause it's very dark and very stormy out there this morning. So if you are going, you might want to leave yourself a little bit of extra time today. Yeah, Electric Light Orchestra and Rain is Falling. And Yasmin has confirmed it. So there we go. It's one of those days, but as I said, we can't really complain because we do need the rain. But if we're going to have it, let's have it in the right place, please. Otherwise, we're going to be in dire straits, aren't we? This is called So Far Away.
So far away from me.
Straits and So Far Away. Yeah, I tell you, looking out of the studio window this morning, it's that dark. It's not quite, the sky is not quite as dark as the sea, but not far off it. And it's solid dark clouds. So, as I said, please allow yourself a little bit of extra time this morning. If you're making your way in, know what it's like when it's like this and there's a bit of rain. Just to take it easy, sit back and relax. You can always listen to us on your phone. Put your earbuds in. Just go to the Grupo Agrada app. You can download that. Or go to Cool FM's website on your phone and you can listen live there as well. I'd hate you to miss anything. Right, let's see. What's the time? See, well, we're just making our way to 15 minutes after the hour of 7. So I think we're in good time to do this. Yep, get you in the shower for this morning. All spruced up and on your way to... Well, you might not need to have a shower this morning. Just go to work naked. Not a good idea. Billy Ocean in the shower with you this morning. Lovely, really, Love Really Hurts Without You. There we go, yes, Billy Ocean, Love Really Hurts Without You in this morning's breakfast show. I don't know what it is. Get out, hang on. Let's get you out of the shower. Now. Thank you. you know, there's something about it, isn't it, when it's dark and gloomy in the mornings. It does take that much longer to wake up. I couldn't believe it when I got up this morning, because normally this time of year, getting up in the morning, it's nice and bright in the mornings. But today, I saw my clock must have stopped. But no, it hadn't. A couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and breezy this morning, she says. Good morning to everybody. Have an absolutely great day. And the same to you, Mary Lou. And taking a little trip over to Athens in Greece. I love popping over there. We've got Renee. And she says, good morning. Nothing too exciting over this way. Oh, wait for it. Something's bound to happen. Just me at home. Speaking Greek to our dogs. I hope you're dressing them up in Greek costume when you speak, because I know you like to dress your dogs up, don't you? Oh, yes. Oh, she says, by the way, the dogs do understand, come here and let's go in Greek. Do you really believe that? It's the body language, you know, and they know the time as well. Hey, it's time for us to go for a walk. Oh, so look at the way she's looking. Come on, she wants us to come here. Love it. Anyway, lovely to hear from you, Ronnie. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. It's Karma Chameleon from Culture Club here on The Breakfast Show, 19 after 7 o'clock. Over in Athens in Greece. I hope you're having better weather than we are. But we do need the rain, as I keep saying. That's Culture Club and Karma Chameleon for you this morning. Time on The Breakfast Show, keeping an eye on the time. 23 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM. Now, I'll tell you what. Now, you know, I'm not a great fan of rap, am I, really? But you see what happened yesterday when I was sorting some music out for the day. I came across some of Parostella's tracks, and I thought, let me have a look. Oh, I haven't played this one before. I don't even know, to be honest, if she's on the track. It's called Let's Roll. It's featuring. It says here featuring Blacktronics, and I played it. And thought, oh, it's a rap song. And I listened to it a bit more, and I quite got to like it, so I thought I'd give it a spin and see what you think.
Y'all know where the party at. I pick them up, lay them on their back. You can hear in the back of my cab. Go anywhere I go when I hit the Ave. Nah, baby, don't ride the bus. It's all going down, run away with us. Get into my car, then go. Every girl wants to be a star for show. You know you are. Just hop in the ride and go far, far, far. Cause it only take two. Let's roll. Get into my car, then go. Every girl wants to be a star for show. You know you are. Just hop in the ride and go far, far, far. Let's roll. Cause it only take two. Let's roll. Girl, I make sure you get the minimum wage. I set you up well, help you get paid. The rope on your neck straight to forego. We can upgrade later once we hit the road. I'm a man with a dream, got the hat team. Spirit with a smile, look good in jeans. You know how it works. If you like to flirt, come on, 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 come on. Let's roll. Get into my car, then go. Every girl wants to be a star for show. You know you are. Just hop in the ride and go far, far, far. Cause it only take two.
Called, and Pavlov Stella, though I'm sure she's not on there anywhere. I keep listening for her, and but it's featuring Blacktronics there, and yeah, I played that. I thought, oh, you know, this is quite catchy. Actually, I could probably do that at karaoke. It's just like talking, isn't it, really? I do a lot of that. But I did enjoy it, and I thought, they'll think this is a bit different for me. Right, and by the way, there's a leaky sort of talking about I could do that at karaoke. Our guest in the last hour this morning is Val Monique, actress, vocalista, locutora, and the ex-champion of KWC Panama 2012 and 2019. And she's also the manager of sales and marketing for the organisation KWC Panama. This is all about, she was the master of ceremonies as well for the grand final, world final of KWC in 2023. That is the Karaoke World Championships. Yes. So Val is going to be with us. Val Monique will be with us in the last hour of this morning's programme. Yes, you know me. somebody mentions karaoke, I leave. That's why I just sit here and play everybody else's music. I tell you what, time on the breakfast show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express. 648-14281. Give them a call. 648-14281.
In Albrook Car Service Express.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
El 15.
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando manejen otro día, drinkiq.com.
And the time on the breakfast show, we are half past the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Let's take a look at some of the international news this morning, a bit of business news as well. Russia attacked Kiev and the southern port of Odessa with drones early on Tuesday. Ukrainian officials have said this is hours before the start of a NATO summit in Lithuania discussing security threats from Moscow. Russian forces also shelled parts of the southern region of Kherson, killing a woman in the village of Sovovika. Regional Governor Oleskander Prokudin has said. The enemy attacked Kiev from the air for the second time this month. Sergei Popko, head of the Kiev Military Administration, wrote on the Telegram messaging app. The Air Force said 26 of the 28 kamikaze Iranian-made Shahed drones launched by Russia overnight had been shot down. NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg said that Ukraine would get a positive message on its path to membership on Tuesday as leaders of the Western military alliance met to discuss the fallout from Russia's invasion that brought war to their doorstep. Divisions among NATO's 31 members mean there will be or there will not be a date or a straightforward invitation for Ukraine to join, something its Soviet-era overlord Moscow says would threaten its national security. But Stoltenberg said that Kiev would get more military aid and security guarantees, an easing of formal conditions to join, as well as a new format of cooperation with the alliance, the so-called NATO-Ukraine Council. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan on Monday agreed to forward to Parliament Sweden's bid to join the NATO military alliance, appearing to end months of drama over an issue that had strained the bloc as war has raged in Ukraine. Donald Trump and an aide, Walt Nauter, have asked a federal court in Florida to postpone the criminal trial. This is in the Mar-a-Lago documents case, and drop the current date, a filing by the former U.S. president, president's lawyers has shown. Prosecutors had already asked District Judge Eileen Cannon for a delay until December the 11th, from an initial date of August the 14th, so as to give both sides more time to prepare. But in the filing late on Monday, Trump's lawyers said that December trial date would deny them reasonable time to prepare and described the government's requested schedule as unrealistic. And Israeli protesters blocked major highways and faced off with police on Tuesday as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hard-right coalition pressed ahead with a contested bill that seeks curbs to the power of the Supreme Court. Crowds of flag-waving protesters stopped morning traffic in major intersections and on highways nationwide. Some lay down on roads while others threw flares. At least 42 people were arrested fully said, and further protests were planned throughout today, Tuesday, including the main international Ben-Gurion airport. The drive by Netanyahu's nationalist religious coalition to change the justice system has sparked unprecedented protests, stirred concern for Israel's democratic health among Western allies, and bruised the economy. China's looming gallium export controls leave automakers with a dilemma over whether they can continue to rely on a metal which had been seen as a game-changer for electric vehicles. Gallium is currently used in a wide variety of applications, from LEDs to smaller mobile phone adapters. Little known to most people, gallium is pure form, in its pure form, can melt in your hand, but in a couple of compounds has become sought after for semiconductors. Meta platforms, Twitter rival Threads, crossed 100 million sign-ups within 5 days of launch, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said on Monday, dethroning ChatGPT as the fastest-growing online platform to hit the milestone. Threads has been setting records for user growth since its launch on Wednesday, with celebrities, politicians, and other newsmakers joining the platform that is seen by analysts as the first serious threat to the Elon Musk-owned microblogging app. The most organic demand, and we haven't even turned on many promotions yet, Zuckerberg said in a thread post announcing the milestone. Global shares rose, and the dollar, that eased on Tuesday ahead of U.S. inflation data that could support a quicker end to Federal Reserve rate hikes, while the prospect of China propping up economic growth helped lift commodities like oil and copper. Markets are awaiting U.S. inflation data on Wednesday to see if price pressures are continuing to moderate, which could provide clues on the interest rate outlook. The MSCI All World Index rose 0.3%, lifted by gains in European shares as the Stoxx 600 rose 0.35% in early trading, and by Chinese equities in Asia following the extension of support to the property sector. United States Stock Index futures, they rose 0.1% to 0.2%, suggesting a modest rise in the opening bell. The dollar index, which measures the performance of the U.S. currency against six others, was last down to 0.29% on the day and around the lowest in 2 months, in line with the retreat in U.S. Treasury yields. Oil prices were little changed on Tuesday as traders weighed up supply cuts by the world's biggest oil exporters and hopes for higher demand in the developing world in the second half of 2023 against a sluggish global economic outlook. Brent crude futures, they were up 2 cents to $77.71 a barrel by 9:45 GMT today, and US West Texas Intermediate crude was up 5 cents at $73.04 a barrel. And there we go. That's it. That's our look for this morning. Some of the international news and some of the business news as well.
Running out of room.
tell you what, I do like that one. Duran Duran and Give It All Up. And that's featuring Tove Lo there. Time on the Breakfast Show, 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour, we will be taking a look at some of the local news for you. And that'll be at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And also in the next hour, probably in around about 20 past or 25 past, we'll check in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. And also we'll have a chat with Yasmin, see how her day went yesterday and what is happening in the world of Yaz for today. Now, Mary Lou dropped me a line and says, good morning, everybody. Good day, everyone. I'm not into rap either, because we played that rap track going quite like Rat Trap. Sounds like Sinatra and that crowd, doesn't it? Let's Roll. I played Let's Roll, supposedly with Parafostella. But it was featuring Blacktronics on it, and I sort of rather liked it. But Mary Lou says she's not into rap either, but there is one that I like. It's Rapper's Delight from the Sugar Hill Gang. It's quite fun. Can you please play it? This sounds a bit like another one, Bites the Dust. Listen. Boom, boom. Another one bites the dust.
I said a hip hop, the hibbit to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang. The boogie, say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the CASN, the OVA, and the rest is FLY. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV, so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, oh. Gonna do today. Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, I'm a Melon. It's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm throwing down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start pumping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I get to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot body, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch. But that's okay, I still keep it strong, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak your head, I'm gonna freak your day. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girl, I get on the floor. I come alive, yo, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Get real with the fever on the dance floor.
Saying, what is he doing? This one's from Entrance and featuring Ricardo De Forse. Of course, Staying Alive is what it's called. And I must admit, when that one is on in the car, the windows open up, the volume goes up to maximum. And you would probably think I was a yellow taxi. And people say, why doesn't he act his age? I tell you what, there's no fun in that.
Thank you.
Marvin Gaye, Save the Children, the Detroit mix. And very nice it is too. So is this, taking us up to the top of the hour, comes from Richard Ashcroft. Come on, people. Come on, people, we're making it now.
Sometimes I feel like I can't move on. Nothing in life is turning me on. But I still see clearly when I see you smiling. You know when nothing seems to fit, I couldn't see my way through the shit. When every single second of my waking day was thinking of you, thinking of you, you never know that I am alive, I am alive. I wanna grow, and there are so many things I can do, just like we're making it.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
Innsbruck Car Service Express.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face to face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Breakfast Show. Yeah, the dating game is coming up. There we go. Yes. speed dating. I thought that was filling in your calendar quickly. Never mind. By the way, in honour of that, tomorrow morning here on The Breakfast Show, we're going to do it between 7.30 and 8 o'clock. And they said to me, we'd do like a segment to do with love songs and things like that. And say, yeah, I'll tell you what, I've been around long enough. I'm going to do my favourite love songs. So that'll be, we'll probably start the international news a little bit earlier tomorrow, so we'll get more in. But between 7.30 and 8 o'clock, I'm going to take a rummage around and find my favourite love songs and play those tomorrow. Why not? I've been playing rap today. I can play love songs tomorrow.
What have I become? Distancing myself so far and from. But gazing up, I wait the night.
There we go, that is Madness and Love Struck. Bit of a fixation there with a lamppost, really, isn't it? You'd expect that from a doggy, wouldn't you, really? Anyway, Madness and Love Struck. If you keep an eye on the time, we're almost exactly 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're with you right through to 10. Don't forget, by the way, my guest in the last hour of this morning's programme, we've got Val Monique coming in, actress, vocalist, from Locatura. I suppose that's what I do, but female. Ex-champion of KWC Panama 2012 and 2019. Manager of sales and marketing for KWC Panama. Master of ceremonies for the grand final. And that is this year, KWC 2023. And anyway, she's coming in to chat with us. And we're going to be talking about, yes, one of those things I need garlic for. Karaoke. Keep away from me, go away. Anyway, we're talking with Val later on this morning. So if you're into karaoke, you'll enjoy that. Still to come, we're going to check in after our next piece of music with Ingrid. We've got three in a row. We've got Rowena and Phil up there in Denver in Colorado. They've suggested three in a row, so we're going to put those in a little bit later on. Also check in with Yasmin and see what she's been up to. Birthdays, people born on this day, and going back to the year 1838. Perhaps if you're into bullfighting, John Wanamaker might ring a bell. American merchant, religious leader, civic and political figure, considered by some to be the father of modern advertising and a pioneer in marketing. And that's the wrong one. Yes, going back to the year... No, we're going back to 1903. Oh, I see, they're not in the right order. But that's not surprising. Sidney Franklin. There we go. I'm sorry about that. Sidney Franklin. 1903, he was born on this day. He was the first Jewish American to become a successful bullfighter, fighting bulls in Spain, Portugal, Mexico, Colombia, and in Panama. I wonder when we stopped doing bullfighting here in Panama. Anyway, here is Mr. Herb Alpert. This is The Lonely Bull. We'll be right back.
good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, I did mess up a wee bit yesterday, but I'm back on track now. I lost track of time. Imagine that. It's been so good. Today is a nice, cool, crisp, lazy, kind of overcast morning. One of those that you wish you had an indoor fireplace going. Yeah, and you start up the fire. Had a few outages of electricity throughout the evening, which was always, you know, that's a telltale sign. It's time to go to bed. And because we're not keen on starting that generator because of the amount of noise it makes. And if you're going to sleep, why do you need a generator on? That refrigerator and all that other stuff will be just fine until the morning. So we didn't pop that on and it came right back. But now it's this beautiful kind of eerie morning. As you well know, I told you my little girl has started her season, so we have to be extra, extra careful with her. We don't want puppies. And yes, we intend to get her spayed, but just not yet. I've been reading different articles about why and when you spayed a dog or neuter a dog. Depends on their age and their breed. If you don't let them go through their first season, their hormones may not develop and their joints may not be completely finished before you cut off that source of juice that pumps them up. But, yeah, she's getting real cuddly lately. She, you know, it's a funny thing. The lawyer who's in Argentina right now wrote to me and she goes, is she a teenager? Is she slamming doors? Is she moody? Is she? And I said, well, yeah, kind of. She is moody. And she's not coming when I call her. So she's showing teenage activity. But slamming doors? No, she's not doing that yet. That was a good one. I like that. I'll remember that. But she is showing the little drips on the floor. So I'm like, okay, we're going to put you in a little Modest panty or something, but she's good to go, and we keep a good close eye on her. Don't let her out near other dogs, because I really don't want to have her like this funny looking puppy that comes out, you know? I mean, like, well, if she mated with a dachshund, she'd have a boxer face with these short legs. No matter what you do when you breed with a dachshund, it has short legs. All right, that's enough about puppy breeding. Back to you in the studio.
Yes, that's Mr. Cat Stevens, and That is Morning Has Broken, off of his album, which was called Teaser and the Firecat. And by the way, Morning Has Broken is a Christian hymn and was first published back in 1931. Words by English author Eleanor Fahion. And it was inspired by the village of Alfriston in East Sussex, and then set to a traditional Scottish Gaelic tune, Busserman. It's often sung in children's services and in funeral services as well. Well, Cat Stevens, he recorded the piano arrangement, by the way. And by the way, guess who performed the piano playing? Rick Wakeman. It led to international recognition of the song as well. When shaping Morning Has Broken for recording, Stevens started with a hymn which took around 45 seconds to sing in its basic form. A guy called Paul Samuel Smith, the producer, told him that he could never put something like that on an album and that it had to be at least 3 minutes. So throw an acoustically demo of an Ellie Stevens version lasts almost 3 minutes, and it was prior to the recording that Stevens heard by Wakeman playing something in the recording booth. And it was a rough sketch of what would later become Catherine Howard. Stephen told Wakeman that he liked it and wanted something similar as the opening section. So there we go. Morning Has Broken. Cat Stevens. Lovely song. Talking lovely songs. Good morning to Rowena and Phil. They're up there in Denver in Colorado. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and all your many listeners. Now, here's a three in a row songs idea, if you have them and have time. All three songs have the same title, but are different. Alan Parsons Project, The Spinners, and Joe South. Hope everybody has a good week. Stay safe. Now, as I just mentioned, Alan Parsons Project, The Spinners, and Joe South. Any idea what the name of the song is? Games People Play. And we're going to play them in that order.
Ain't gonna get no rest. Don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so can't I leave it alone?
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Cage people play night or day, they're just not matching what they should do. Just can't stop it, spending all day thinking just of you.
Sound, took a look around, and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow. I guess I'll call it a day.
Case people play night or day, they're just not matching what they should do.
Sound, took a look around, and I could see her face. Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow. Guess I'll call it a day.
Games people play night or day, they're just not matching what they should do.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Covered up with flowers in the back of a black.
black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry. Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your faith. For the most of hell will hate. Come on, get on board. Oh, la da 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 la da 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 da. Talking about you. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
And there we go. Yes, three in a row for Rowena and Phil. They're a great choice. Thank you very much for those. Rowena and Phil up there in Denver, in Colorado. We started off, that was with the Alan Parsons Project, followed on by the Spinners, and then last but not least, Joe Souther and Games People Play, which I must admit, of the three of them, is my favourite. Why? Because I played it when it came out. Forces Radio Charger. 1968, 1969. Natural fact, I have a program going back to August of 1968 from Forces Radio Charger. I had three programs in the week then. And, yeah, that was exactly the time that that track was released, so it would have certainly got some airtime by me, but I remember it did. Hey, something to remember. Gossip. We all like a bit of gossip, don't we? You can enjoy gossip nights, gossip dates. See, we're back with dating again. With your friends at Smoking Bros. Yes, barbecue taste and flow, located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado. And make the most out of their 2-for-1 sangrias and gins, all right? Don't miss out. That's gossip nights. Can't beat a bit of gossip. 2-for-1 deal. Follow them on Instagram at Smoking Bros Panama. All one word, Smoking Bros Panama. That's on their Instagram. Go and check them out and go along and have a bit of gossip. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy, what is, Tuesday?
Yes, 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 Tuesday. By the way, it's brightened up a bit, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not quite so dark as it was earlier.
Exactly.
I got up this morning, I thought my clock was wrong. Because normally when I get up, you know, it's still fairly bright when I was going around. It's always very dark. And I looked out the window. And just as I looked out the window, there's all these dark clouds. And this streak of lightning came down.
Mm-hmm.
Miss me.
Yeah.
Better luck next time, whoever's up there firing that down. All right. I try to be good. So how was yesterday for Yasmin?
Yesterday, fine. Relaxing.
Just quiet.
Home, yeah.
Uh-huh. Exercise?
No.
Oh, no, I thought I felt a bit bad for it. It was the wear today, yeah.
Mm. Just working.
Mm. And what about today?
Today, yeah. Today we have two events.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's the Ceviche thing, talking about stop eating shark.
Yes.
I stopped many, many years ago. I stopped when I think I was about 6 months old.
And the other one, it's a cocktail night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to enjoy that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Oh, mm-hmm. Excellent. So there we go. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We all like to have fun, don't we?
Oh, yes.
And, oh, yeah, because I mentioned earlier on, because we've got the Cool FM, we've got this dating event coming up, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You going?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't like that area.
But you know, I won't tell you how old you are, but you're within the age group, aren't you?
No.
No?
So.
You're not?
No.
Age discrimination, because we're both screwed. That might not have been the correct expression.
No, but they said they are just starting. You know, this is the first event, so the next time maybe they're going to change the age.
Yeah, I think they should do one from 50 to 100.
No.
No, I don't think so either. But that'll be fun. So, yes, so what we're going to do tomorrow morning, aren't we, from around about 7:30 until 8 o'clock news, I'm going to play some of my my favourite love songs.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be fun because, you know, like I was just saying, that one with Joe South, I go back a bit. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be some good oldies. So some beautiful songs came out in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're going to look at some of my favourite love songs. Mm-hmm. So 7:30 through to the news at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What else is new yet? Anything happening?
Well, don't forget we have tickets to give away. When are we going to do that?
Oh, what's it for?
That's for the Iron City Park.
Oh, okay.
In Haihang.
And that's when?
This is until July 16.
Oh, okay. Today's July the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we should do that soon. We should do that. I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
When we've got a lot of people in, so we got those to give away here. Thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You have to remind me about everything, you know that, don't you? Mind you, you didn't know what day it was, I did.
Yes.
Yeah, there's hope for me yet. Oh, yes, thanks a lot, love.
You're welcome.
Enjoy today, and
thank you.
We'll speak to you again tomorrow. If not before, you never know.
But I'll see you later.
Yeah, because we got Val Monique coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Karaoke.
Oh, yes.
My favourite.
That's fun.
Okay, let's go back to the music. I tell you what, long live rock and roll. Why not?
Oh,
Oh, long live rock and roll rainbow there. Talking about rock and roll, don't forget, for the first time in Panama, our friends Filthroat Medusa, a rock band, and together with the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra, they're going to join forces in a groundbreaking concert on the 22nd of July. Filthroat Medusa, Panamanian rock band, as I say, invites you to join them at the Teatro Nacional. Well, they will be performing their greatest hits alongside the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra. This unique musical fusion of rock and the Philharmonic promises an unforgettable experience. Now get your tickets at Panama Tickets and don't miss out. Prices, they're ranging from $17 to $43. That's going to be a great night. I shall be there. I love it. You know me. I love these Philharmonic and symphonic additions to songs. And I tell you what, there's quite a few of them around now as well. But also, by the way, I did do a little bit of homework because there's a number of Philharmonic, with the, say, the London Philharmonic and the London Symphonic Orchestras and whatever. So I looked up the difference between Philharmonic and Symphonic. There ain't none, apparently. They're pretty much the same. So anyway, do check that out. That's going to be great fun. Now, talking about symphonic versions, this is a symphonic version of A-ha's Take On Me.
Though I'm with Jerry D.
She doesn't, you know, I can tell you that. Lisa Palm taking the lead vocals on there. Las Vegas and Adivina. Their latest single. Don't forget to go and check it out and download it. Time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
El 15.
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
¡Vamos!
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje, no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
I'm so sick of that same old love.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates, impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
He's Jerry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is gone, so let's go.
all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Two beautiful tracks bring us in on this hour musically. Al Green was the first one, and Let's Stay Together. And one of my favourites from Madonna. I love her when she does these nice soft ballads, like Take a Bow is another one. This is This Used to Be My Playground. Now, I'll tell you what, this is Nick Kershaw. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Still to come on this morning's breakfast show, our guest Val Monique, hopefully will be joining us soon. If you like karaoke, you're going to love what we've got for you this morning here on the breakfast show.
To you, engine.
And I told you so. That is the Delphonics on this morning's breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 27 minutes right now. That is, that's before the hour, 10 o'clock. So I've got about a minus 5, so 27, I think. Yeah, about 23 minutes to go. My maths is as good as my karaoke singing. Good morning, Val. Val Moni.
Good morning, Jerry.
Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
Lovely
very
to
much.
See you again.
Yes, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I was just saying how much I love karaoke.
Because I imagine you sing amazingly, right? Because you're a radio host.
No, absolutely. Amazingly. There you go. I sing amazingly.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's as far as it goes. But, no, I mean, karaoke is, I mean, I often just, I don't know if you, listen to music from the 60s and say when they first introduced stereo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you get, like, for instance, Beatle tracks, which they put in stereo, which mm-hmm. originally were mono. And what we used to do was, you see, they had the singing on one side.
Mm-hmm. And the music
on the
other.
And the music on the other. So we sort of started a karaoke type thing in those days because you would turn it to just the music side and people would sing.
Oh, you kind of panned the
yeah, you
the
just
audio
you just put the yeah you just put the balance on onto the music side, and you sang along.
So, what's your favorite karaoke song?
None of them.
If you sing off key, then just do any Depeche Mode song. It'll be right on key.
But hey, you don't because I mean I know now in recording and apparently. Cheating, I guess, is what a lot of the artists do. But there's actually a process that you can use which corrects your singing if you're off key.
It's called auto-tune, right?
I can't remember. I mean, I've seen it mentioned, you know, a few times that, you know, an artist, they use it and it will actually change the voice to the right key.
Oh, yeah, and they can do it live. Like, as you're singing, it corrects your voice.
I could be a pop star.
That's very T-Pain of you.
But no, I think if I had to sing something, it would be... Have you ever heard of a song called Wandering Star?
No.
It was by an... I can't remember his name, but it was by an actor. And he sung this in a movie. But he didn't sing it, he just spoke it. I was born under a wandering star. And, well, perhaps I should do karaoke, I'm sure. Look, tell me, because, I mean, you're big in the world of karaoke.
Yes, a big fan. And I've been, when I was younger, I think it was 2012, the first time that I was presented into this Karaoke World Championship concept, which is a contest that Panama has actually been participating in since 2009. And I heard about it in 2011, decided to participate 2012 with zero expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up winning the competition to represent Panama in the world finals for the Karaoke World Championship. Mm-hmm. 2012, I believe that was in Finland. Imagine, it was so far away. Finland's actually the country that invented. People think it's Japanese people, but it was actually Finland that invented karaoke.
Yeah, the Japanese invented the whiskey that you drink when you do karaoke.
Liquid courage.
You know?
Good help. They actually helped the karaoke scene a lot.
Yes.
And then in 2019, I mean, the Karaoke World Championships, Panama, I think since 2009 has participated every year, and I decided to go back in 2019, specifically for the fact that the world final that year was going to be held in Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And it was my dream to go
then
to Japan.
You like whiskey?
I do. I do. I liked Japanese whiskey, actually. And I ended up winning again that year, representing Panama in Japan. And here we are 4 years later. And I'm actually working with the production of KWC Panama this year, mm-hmm. which is what I'm here to talk to you guys about.
But let me just ask you quickly, when you go into a new, I mean, let's face it, I guess you call it professional karaoke, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
So when you go into
competitive
that,
karaoke.
Competitive. Yeah. Do you make money?
I mean, if you win, yes. If you get sponsors for yourself.
But you don't get paid, so you're not professional.
I mean, when you win the national contest, they send you, like, they pay for your airplane ticket, they pay for your hotel stay, they give you money to move around. I mean, in a way, they do pay you. It's okay. A whole experience.
So you do, okay, all right. Well, let's try and say, I was born under a... No, I don't think I'll be going anywhere. But when it is competitive like this, I mean, surely you just can't pick and choose. Do they give you songs that you have to sing, or is it just your choice?
I mean, they encourage you to know your strengths and to use your strengths. Inside competitive karaoke, they also ask for versatility. So it's about showing your personal style, your taste, but also keeping in mind that it's a competition, a karaoke competition. It's supposed to be songs that everybody wants to sing with you. It's supposed to be songs that really show off your vocal talent. So I think more than giving you a list of songs that you have to choose from, they encourage you to be yourself and to be very conscious of what type of song you're choosing to sing in this competition. Because if you sing something that nobody really knows, or, you know, nobody's going to sing along with you, you're probably not going to get a good crowd reaction score. And as a part of karaoke, it's a big deal. It's a big part of the whole process.
Oh, okay. So it's really then the audience that defines the winner as opposed to a panel of judges? Or?
I mean, it is a panel of judges, but it's different things that you have to take care of. Like, the showmanship is really important. Obviously, vocal talent is very important. Choice of song is very important. Mm-hmm. Crowd reaction is also important. So it's all of these things that make a karaoke contest different from a regular singing contest, where you're mostly judged by how well you sing or how high you can go.
So anyway, the World Championship, how does this, I mean, how many nations are taking part? How do you sort of, you know, how do you switch from just going down to the local bar and picking up a mic to actually getting involved in a process?
Well, let's see. There's about 40 to 45 countries that are within the KWC or Karaoke World Championship family. And every country that holds the license for KWC holds their regional contests, their national final. They pick a champion, and then once a year, a country is decided by the official KWC organizers for all of the countries to travel there that year and hold a world final. That takes about a four-day process, because we have four different rounds, and, I mean, 40 countries singing. Imagine that. It's a whole show, actually. Mm-hmm. And this year, this is a big announcement. It's the first time that the KWC is going to have its world final in a Latin American country, and it's going to be Panama.
I mean, that's quite something, isn't it? I mean, I guess this is because of your success.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's my success. If for people that don't know, Panama actually has four World Cups. Like, we're tied in second place with Australia for the country with most karaoke world championship global winners.
I'm not surprised the Australians are good, because they're always drunk.
Well, first place goes to the U.S., so what does that say about them?
Right, I'm not going to go there. It's too close. But no, I mean, it is, isn't it? I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. I mean, what is your favorite karaoke song?
My favorite.
When you
want
to get up
song.
And embarrass everybody else, what do you sing?
I actually have two songs that I really, really enjoy. One of them I actually sang in 2012 and 2019. It's called "Don't Rain on My Parade" by Barbra Streisand.
Oh right, yeah.
And I think
that's not such an easy song either, is it?
No, it's not.
Barbra Streisand's range.
Oh yeah, she does. And it's a song that allows me to be very theatrical on stage, and I believe that's one of my talents, to the fact that I really love doing theater and musical theater. And shocker, my second favorite song to sing is also from a musical. It's from Dreamgirls, and it's called "And I'm Telling You."
Okay, I don't know that one.
By Jennifer Holliday. It's a very, very hard song to sing. In 2019, the world champion, which was from the UK, her name is Jenny Ball, she won with that song.
Oh, really? Yeah.
She did the most amazing rendition of that song I have ever seen. She was so calm, and she had such power in her voice. It was, you couldn't believe that voice was coming out from that person.
Well, let me ask you another question, because, I mean, when you're that good, say like yourself, like the lady you just mentioned, The Voice?
Ooh, like the competition, you mean?
Yeah, why not? I mean, come on, because, you know, karaoke to me is people who can't sing and want to have a go, okay? I mean, but you know, when you get to your level, you are a singer, you know.
For sure.
If I was a karaoke club, I'd probably ban you.
Why? I make people come in and sit down and watch a show. Maybe other people won't want to sing after me, but that's kind of more of their problem than my problem.
Because I must admit, I envy these people who can just literally get up there and sing. I went to, I think it was the Westin and Playa Bonita, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was the one before when it was the other hotel.
Playa Blanca?
Yeah, Playa Blanca. Uh-huh. And, you know, they had a karaoke night there, and, you know, I just sort of hid in the corner, you know, when it was dark and nobody could see me. Some people... Really, they think they're absolutely brilliant, don't they? And, you know,
until they go into a karaoke competition and actually realize it's serious work.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, when you get to that level, you're a serious singer. I mean, you're not a pick up the microphone and let's have a laugh.
I mean, a lot of, even our Panamanian champions, like, for example, Astrid Nicole or Diana Villamonte. I mean, Astrid went on to, I think she either was in second place or won The Voice Finland.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
she ended up falling in love with a guy from Finland and got married and is now living over there, has a record deal.
That's it. She's finished.
She's living her life. No, she's doing music. She's as happy as I've ever seen her. Diana Villamonte, like, mm-hmm. she moved to Mexico with her whole family and got her own headlining show at this hotel cabaret venue, and she's doing... You know, diva mm-hmm. shows every night, and I think she went on to do The Voice Mexico as well. I mean, everybody that goes into KWC eventually has either been in a big vocal competition or moves on to one.
Wow. So they are. If you want to be finished, go to Finland. I've got a question here, Rowena. Rowena, she's up there in Denver, Colorado. Are most of the songs in English in the competition?
We try to have a choice of song that's in English. We mostly encourage people to sing whatever language they're encouraged, mm-hmm. they're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to an international competition, it's standard for you to at least have one or two English songs because
sure,
the whole
sure.
point is for mm-hmm. people to sing along with you.
Uh-huh.
Even if you have the most amazing voice, sometimes if you sing in Spanish or you sing in Japanese, you sing in Chinese, it's a little bit harder for the audience to follow you, even though if they can see that you have a lot of vocal talent.
Mm-hmm.
So as for the competition, it's recommended that you do have songs in English, but it's always a point in favor of the singer if they can show versatility and maybe do a song that they can do half of it in Spanish and half of it in English.
Ah, Spanglish.
Mm-hmm. For example, like Hero by Mariah Carey, mm-hmm. there's an English version and there's a Spanish mm-hmm. version.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Latin American competitors, what they do is that they sing half of the song in Spanish for them to actually sing in whatever language they're most comfortable in, and then they move on to English to show the judges and show the crowd that they have that versatility and that they're also thinking of them while they're performing.
All right. I'll tell you what, quick musical break, and if you want to sing along to it, enjoy.
Thank you. never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. I was born under a wandering star.
That's my lot. Oh, you've got to chuckle, haven't you? You've got to have a laugh. There we go. Yeah, that was Lee Marvin. And I was born under a wandering star. Now, we were just talking while he was, I guess, singing. I was just saying about, you know, people that sort of are regular karaoke people, whether they want to get involved in this and perhaps go competitively. How do they go about doing that?
Well, if you're interested in participating in the Karaoke World Championships of this year in Panama, I'm actually here to announce different audition dates.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
All over the country, no matter where you're living, there's a KWC audition close to you really soon, actually. So all you have to do is go prepared, obviously, with a song that shows your vocal talent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. If you pass the audition, then you'll be notified that you've been selected as part of the contestants. You're sorted into a group, and then it's about 3 or 4 rounds of singing on different dates, and as you rack up the points, it lets you know if you're going to be qualified for the national championship, which is going to be on the 7th of October of this year.
Oh, cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have a bit of time to practice.
Yes. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the audition dates that are coming up. Today, actually, we're having our first audition for our duet competition.
So, oh, you have duets?
Yes. So if you like singing and you know somebody else that likes to sing and you guys have good chemistry, then choose your favorite song to sing as a duet and come to El Green Room Karaoke. It's the karaoke that's in Via Porras, where El Jade used to be.
Okay.
And, yeah, we're having auditions today from 7:30 on for duets specifically. Our soloist competition has already been going on. We're on our second or third week of show dates.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going on with our duet competition. So today's the first audition for anybody that's interested in auditioning.
Oh, okay. I wonder if Lee Marvin's free.
We also have coming up auditions for Santiago Veraguas. So anybody that's living in the area of Veraguas can audition to participate. They're having auditions every Thursday in their usual Thursday karaoke nights in the Royal Casino in Santiago Veraguas.
Okay.
So every single Thursday in July, they're going to have auditions in Santiago Veraguas in case anybody over there wants to go audition and be part of the regional competition and see if they get to the national competition.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
We had yesterday, actually, we had our auditions for KWC Occidente, which is Chiriquí and Bocas del Toro mostly. We're about to announce in the upcoming week, so if anybody is interested in auditioning in the areas of Azuero, which is Herrera and Los Santos, we're going to be posting on our social media in KWC Panama on Instagram our next upcoming dates for auditions for that region, which would be Azuero.
Oh, wonderful. Oh,
so
brilliant.
Please follow us online. So if you're interested, you can be a part of this competition. And
that'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, we accept all types of people. All our only requisites are, first of all, being overage, like you have to be 18 or more. You should be Panamanian or a foreigner living in Panama for at least 3 years legally. And also amateur singers. Like, you can't have any type of contract, contract with a manager or an agency.
Okay.
And if you've had CDs come out before, if you've been in competitions before, that doesn't matter. As long as you don't have a specific representation contract with anybody, then you're considered an amateur singer and you can enter the contest.
Oh, cool. Okay. So you're still amateur, eh?
Yes, you could say so. Any managers out there looking for... I'm looking to go pro.
I mean, have you done any recordings? Have you recorded any yourself?
Yes, I'm actually working on my music. I've been writing and recording for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of releasing the EP this year, but realistically, I think it's going to be the beginning of next year because I want to make sure that I have everything how I want it. I want to make sure that the songs sound as well as they can. And
production is the key.
Production is the key, yes. Editing is also a really big part of it.
Absolutely.
So.
But, I'm a sort of great believer in production. I mean, I saw when Shorty and Slim's last album, they changed their production. They got sort of, and it really does make a difference.
Definitely.
You know, sometimes, you know, they make music and it's like they're just singing with one of these sort of like little keyboards.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's worth the extra time, effort, money. So the only thing is that when you go to do it live, you'll say, well, hang on, you've got to give me 6 months notice because I've got to. But I tell you, I love it. And I mean, you know, in karaoke you've got success, but you know, we have a lot of artists coming through the studios. We've got some brilliant, brilliant artists here in Panama, really.
Oh, definitely.
And I always think it's such a shame because if you're in a bigger market where you could, like in the States, you travel around, you do the pubs, the clubs, the bars, and you get a name and you get a reputation. It's so difficult to get into that market from here.
I think most of the local musicians that have been able to make it or to make a name for themselves in Panama have to go out first and mm-hmm. make a name for mm-hmm. themselves outside of the mm-hmm. country, be it in the States, be it in Colombia, be it in Mexico. And once they're popular outside, Panama notices them.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back and then they're all over the place.
Talking of which, I don't know if you... Filtro Medusa.
Oh, yeah, they're having a concert in the National Theater.
Yeah.
With the
Philharmonic, with the Panama Philharmonic. That's on the 22nd of July. They're coming in on Thursday to chat with us and talk to us about that.
Gerardo, a big shout-out to Gerardo Pesantes.
Yeah.
And to Betty, I mean, I love their music. And I've been hearing Filtro Medusa since I was probably 17.
Mm.
I think one of my first tributes, which was to this really hipster rock band called Paramore, which I really, really love. Filtro Medusa played with us in that show. I think it was probably, oh my God, 2008, 2009.
Right.
And I was a fan before playing with them. I was a fan after playing with them. And I'm so excited that they're going to be playing in the National Theater. I mean, full band. I mean,
oh yeah!
I'm
a big lover because there's so many new albums coming out now. Even a Motown album, which I love, which is the Philharmonic version.
Oh yeah!
When you get these old tracks and they put this tremendous sort of big sound in behind them. Anyway, Val, we got to go. Yes, I'm late. So look, lovely to see you.
Thank you so much.
Keep
for
us
having
in touch
me.
With what's going on, and also when you got some of those tracks ready. Let us know.
Yeah, for sure. Before we go, I just want to remind everybody that today we have our auditions for the duet competition for KWC Panama. So we'll see you from 7:30 on in the Green Room Karaoke of Via Porras. If anybody wants any more information on KWC, you can go to our Instagram, @KWC Panama, or our website, www.kwcpanama.com.
And this is KWC signing out. Oh, and the Breakfast Show. Big thanks to Val. It is the end of the show for this morning. Time for me to think about going off and doing something else today. Big thanks again to Val Monique, and we'll have got some information on our website about that as well. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for our Everyday Story of Country Folk, for Yasmin with all her production work in the studio, my co-producer Neil Danby, for his co-production work, the boys and girls of Group of Grado keeps up and running, and as always to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you, same time tomorrow. That is 7 in the morning. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please do it carefully. Remember, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.